escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is 7:24 at the morning shift. You've got Mike here, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan. And Jesse Bates has made the top 100 NFL players list. We've got an issue with it, but we'll get to that in a moment. Earlier, you guys were talking about grilling over the weekend. We finally had our little cookout over at Macaulay Manor.
Wow.
I'm happy to say it was a success.
Yeah.
It was great.
All right.
I was shocked to hear our family saying that they're like, you guys are so moved in.
Wow.
We're very moved in for only being here 3 months. And I was shocked at that because I feel like we're not moved in at all.
That's a long, I feel like it took us like a year to get moved in. Yes. Like we had an empty, like two or three empty rooms for like a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is nice.
Also didn't expect all the housewarming gifts that came along. Like got a lot of plants this weekend.
Are you sure you didn't expect them?
I did. No, I really didn't. I was not expecting that because this was just like a little post 4th of July little cookout. Mm.
So you were like, hey, we want to have everyone over for the first time at our new house for a cookout. Mm. And it's just family and apparently close friends.
No. Just family, no friends.
But we don't want any gifts. Yeah. Wink, wink.
Feels like gift fishing.
No, you know literally, literally did not think about it. I also, when I'm going to someone else's house, like I never think to bring anything, and it's always awful because I got to stop on the way there. But
you usually probably bring like something to drink, right?
A bottle of wine or something.
Right. What did you get any good housewarming gifts?
I'm really into plants right now. So I think my family knew that. And I got a lot of plants, a wreath that I can decorate for different seasons. And yeah.
Okay.
A little bamboo tree.
Kind of heavy accusations that y'all put on Allie, though, as far as
you know what I mean.
Goes.
It just, look, when you start putting two and two together, you're like, man, this is our big, you know, this is our big debut of our new home that we've been working so hard on.
Yeah. Allie Mack doesn't cross me as a gift fisher, though. She doesn't give me that type of vibe.
Stop sucking up.
I'm not.
I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah, you're not keeping it real. You know, you're fishing for something.
Never fishing for anything, man. Only time I'm fishing for something is actual fish, big bass.
What? If anything, I was fishing for people to say my house is beautiful. Like, that's what I want.
There you go.
It's for people to come over and say, like, okay, you're doing well here.
What's the one word you look for in terms of your house? Like, is it beautiful or is it cozy or is it
not cozy.
Quaint?
Yeah, I think cozy.
You don't like cozy?
Cozy is like the realtor term for small.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't know that?
That's what they use to dress up
the
listing.
I have a real estate license. I did not know that.
Well, you better brush up on it, big dog.
That's why I don't sell homes.
I'm kind of with Mike, though. If I feel cozy, it just means, like, comfortable, and I would like to you know, just get cozy in this house.
Dude, if someone walks in your house and is like, oh, it's very cozy.
Maybe then, warm is then, the word I'm
then
looking
you,
for.
Then I'm without you. You're like, you say my house is small?
Yeah.
We gonna have a problem here?
I think
too
if
small
it's
for you?
Coming from family, they mean it well, but if it's in, like, Dylan, when you go to look for your first house, if the ad says cozy, don't go.
You want someone to say, this feels like a home.
Yeah.
This
yeah,
has
yeah,
a
yeah.
home a home feeling. Like, does it mean, because that means comfortable. Cozy means small. Like, slippers are cozy because they're tight on your feet and warm. Okay? You don't want your house to feel – you don't want someone to say it's cozy.
So she's going
to
kill me for telling the story. But when I first started dating Lindsay, somebody asked me, like, hey, what's Lindsay like that didn't know her? And I was like, man, she's, you know, she's just very – like, she's homely.
Oh, and, no.
And they were like, damn, I'm not sure that's – I don't think that means what you think it means.
No, it doesn't.
And I was like, maybe not. Like, I don't know.
No,
like,
you want to say she's got a girl next door hotness more than you do homely. Homely.
Girl next door hotness. I was talking to a lady that's like 65 years old. I don't think that she would have followed along. But then, but to your point, Aaron, like she was like homely. I was like, yeah. I mean, like, you know.
You basically called her like, I mean, plain Jane.
That's it. Yeah. And like, that's what I ended up figuring out. But that's what I'm realizing about the term cozy for a home right now. It's like, maybe it doesn't mean what I think it means.
She's got a Sarah Plain in Tallville.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, a weird reference. Did you mean she's homely? Like, she could be a nice housewife one. Like, you know, she would be a great wife, like, take care of a home.
Right. Yes. Ish. Yeah, that sounds awful, honestly.
I'm going to tell you something.
She's going to be a great housewife. No, she just, I think everything for us when we started dating just felt comfortable.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like it
Dylan,
wasn't a try hard thing.
For the record, calling your wife homely or your future wife homely is much worse than walking in a stranger's home and saying it's cozy. Yeah. I just want you to know that.
I didn't know. Like,
also
homely
noted.
Just felt,
thank you very much.
Yeah. So, homely just felt like a normal.
I've learned two very good life lessons in this 5 minutes.
Whatever you do, don't never describe Simone as like she's very homely.
Like I said, she's going to kill me for telling that story. Because when I told her that story, because she wasn't there, obviously.
Yeah.
When I told her the story, she was like, you called me what? I was like, yeah, homely. She's like, no, that's the worst thing anybody's ever called me. I was like, well, then you're doing well with life if that was the worst thing.
Seriously.
So it is what it is.
That's true. Well, we only had one mishap with, well, maybe two, kind of, with the cookout. The grill we put on the porch, apparently a little too close to the house.
Wow.
Set off the smoke alarm.
Oh. Wow. So that's like a live and learn thing.
That's actually, that's a good thing for your smoke alarm system.
Yeah. True.
It's clearly working.
True.
It is
Mine
working.
Might not be working. Man.
So we'll move that to further out on the porch. But poor Grant, you know, he cooked all these burgers, hot dogs. He made brisket. And he finally had his chance to sit down and eat. And there was one itty bitty piece of brisket left. Like just a morsel of brisket left. So he's going to have to make himself some for this week or something.
He's just using like chopsticks to pick up that one little piece of brisket.
Yeah, exactly. But that shows it was a great brisket.
I was about to say,
at the same time, I mean, everybody liked his meat.
Also, just remind Grant that when he's slicing that brisket, the cook has got to try it, make sure it's good enough to go out to the masses.
I'm sure he did that.
I'm sure he did that.
Grab a couple of pieces for himself.
But he didn't get to like make a sandwich. Like he didn't get that satisfying moment of eating.
That's the worst.
Poor Grant.
Poor Grant. I mean, just such a tough life.
So what did he eat? Like a hamburger?
Yeah, he got a burger. Grant's he got a hot dog. He was fine.
He's so homely.
Opposite of homely.
Well, I figured he was kind of the guy next door.
All right, we got to continue this conversation about Jesse Bates and the ranking on the top 100 NFL players list. I know last week we were covering Drake London's ranking. We were all saying he should be ranked better than 97. Now Jesse Bates is at 92 after Tua at 91.
You can make an argument for Drake London being where he's at with the receivers. The receivers are in the league and where maybe his standing is. And after just a breakout season, which last year really was from, you can make that argument, right? However, you cannot make an argument for the disrespect that Jesse Bates received by being at 92. He is, if not the best, one of the 2 to 3 best safeties in the league. And it's not a question. So to be at 92 is the ultimate blank you to not only this organization, this fan base, but primarily to Jesse Bates himself.
It's getting ridiculous. It's really ridiculous.
It is getting ridiculous. And, you know, once I kind of let it die down, the I don't want to call it fury that I had over Jesse Bates. It is what it is. I mean, nobody really – I don't think a lot of us really pay that much of attention to what the national analyst
– Analyst.
But the problem is
– have to say, but –
It's frustrating because I feel like that's what Falcons fans deal with more times than not. But and then players, you start leaving yourself wondering where the next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Guys are.
But players vote on this too.
Yeah,
you know what? That's the point right there. Let's get to that real quick. You start wondering where the next guy is, because now if Jesse Bates, who's arguably, if not the best, but the second best player on that defense last year, because you could make a legit argument between him and AJ based on AJ's shutdown rate, AJ Terrell, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Then Caden Ellis was pretty good himself last year too. Then where's AJ at? I don't expect Caden Ellis to make it now, even though he had a very good year, Pro Bowl caliber year. But now, where's Bijan Robinson come in? Is he going to get disrespected?
I think he'll be the only other guy on the list.
Chris Lindstrom's going to suddenly not make the list? I mean, Chris Lindstrom, I think, was 88 last year. Maybe he was 74 or something like that. No, Jesse was 74. I think Lindstrom was like 88 or something last year. So now, where is Lindstrom not on the list now? I mean,
I would not be shocked if he's not on the list. I wouldn't. And that's frustrating to say.
I'll be shocked if Lindstrom's not on the list. I think he has to be on it.
To me, the fact that he was, what did you say, he was 88 last year? I remember him being in the final 20.
He was 88 last year.
The fact that he was that low last year, like that because of the years he has had leading up to that, that was disrespectful to me at the time. And now I'm looking at going, I don't know that last year was better for Lindstrom than the year before.
And look, that's the problem. That's where people are like, well, Atlanta fans should ever be disrespected because if they want to be respected and win something or blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, I get all of that. But if these guys played in the New York market or the Boston market or the LA market, and I know that those are actually some of those are bigger markets than Atlanta, yeah. But if they did, the national media would say, like, oh, well, Jesse Bates, you know, he's clearly a top 50 player, or even players themselves maybe. So that's why you get irritated, because you're like, is it because we're in Atlanta? Because there are guys in this organization, Jeff Van Note, who played like 20 years in the NFL and was for a long time was one of the best offensive linemen in the league, is not in the Hall of Fame because he played in Atlanta. Had he played in a place like New York or Chicago, he'd be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
It's frustrating. And now Jesse Bates is getting a disrespect. But at least he got paid when he came here.
Well, you can weigh in on Twitter. We do have a poll going to see how you feel about where Jesse Bates is ranked. And coming up, someone is saying that the QB spot for the Saints is anyone's job for the taking. We'll get into that next. And we've got a mic'd up.
Yeah, we got a mic'd up coming up. I actually met a couple of people this weekend that I'd never met before, and it made me realize something about myself. I'm going to tell y'all what that is.
That is next with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.